Welcome to the Dancing with the Stars podcast. My name is Joe.
Stop. I'm Cindy.
And I'm Heather.
Wow, that's pretty exciting.
Because you're annoying.
I'm not annoying. Can we pitch the phone down and pay attention to what we're doing?
Well,
here?
I know the trio dances. I was looking at who's going to be who. So Kelly Monaco's with Terrell.
Oh, very
then,
cool.
Fonzo's with Frankie.
Oh.
So I was also doing research.
Yes,
father.
She was doing research.
Well, even I have to say, even the judge, even a double elimination, I can be wrong. I mean, double elimination,
you think
you get right. But we'll find out who was right and who was wrong at the end of the podcast. But
me.
What did you think of tonight's show?
I liked it.
It was good. I love
Halloween.
Night.
Yeah, we love Halloween night, so it's a good one.
You guys ready to get into the dances?
Yes.
First one up, we have Victoria and Val doing the Vietnamese waltz. What did you guys think of this dance?
That was cute. You know, it was funny. There was one part in the... You two just watched it real fast because Heather's so busy, couldn't watch it. But they did in the... What's that thing called? The... What's the things when they do beforehand?
Packages.
The packages. Thank you, Heather. Anyway, he was saying something like, come close to me like you want to, you know, I'm you're in love with me. And she didn't do it right away. And he did it kind of awkwardly and da da da.
So
he was kind of tough on her. And she was kind of being, you know, a little emotional. And, you know, because she feels like, you know, she can't feel her legs. And then she's got to work so hard. And, you know, I could see everything she's going through. She's probably just having a bad day. You know how we all have
like 8 weeks they've been doing this, right?
Yes, exactly.
It's nonstop, too. Yeah. So they do it. They practice every day, sometimes 4 or 5, 6 hours a day. And it's a long process.
But it's almost like being married.
Basically, you're with them 3 months. If you're still there, you're with them the full 3 months.
That's a long time. Yeah, it is.
Anyway, the judges, the Vietnamese waltz, they got nines across the board.
I liked the dance. It was cute.
Yeah, I thought it was a good dance.
Did you notice on her legs all the tape and everything they were showing? I don't know if you saw
it. No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, I noticed.
Fast forward through it. We didn't get to see it.
Oh, but when during the dance, I could see some of the taping that are around her knees and stuff like that. That I don't know what that does. Maybe it stimulates her legs or something like that.
No,
or
keeps it in place because you could put tape around your kneecap to keep your kneecap from moving.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. Oh, anyway, it was a great dance. I thought it was really cute.
I thought it was really good. It could have been a 10 there. What do you guys think? A 10 mixed in there? No?
No.
Okay. Next up, we have Jordan and Lindsay doing the Paso
Doble. Now, that was a great dance. That was phenomenal. That was a 10. That's what I'm saying. When you asked me, could it be a 10 in there? I'm like, no. When you compare it to that dance, the choreography. Thank you. He looks like a professional.
Yeah, I mean,
even you said at one point, you said, Jack, is he in the front? Because you couldn't even tell him against the other dancers.
Well, he was wearing the, you know, werewolf stuff.
Right.
I said, is that him in the front? Because he's so good.
Right.
I honestly don't see how he loses. Unless he decides, like, the last week, I quit. I don't see how he can lose.
Unless fans don't vote for him, though.
It'd be a shame. If fans don't vote for him, then there's something wrong. Because right now, he's the best dancer.
Yeah, he is.
It's not even close. I mean, not taking anything away from the other dancers that are left. They're all doing fantastic.
Correct.
It's probably one of the best group of dancers they've had in a while.
Correct.
But he's up here and the rest are down here. And it's not an insult to them. He's just so good. He's like Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
And they're Scottie Pippen.
Well, I don't think he does anything. I think everything he does is exceptional just the way he is. He's an overachiever. So I can't imagine him. You know, he probably works at it at home and keeps going, just like Frankie's an overachiever. I mean, these guys are that way, you know. A lot of young, talented actors that are childhood actors, I think it takes a special group of people that want to put themselves out there at so young and being confident enough to go out there and try out for
rejection.
I mean, I'm a pretty confident person. I can't imagine having rejection after rejection. And when you're young at that, I guess you're a little more naive to the situation, but you're still putting yourself up there over and over again. So I think you have to be, you know, those kind of overachievers. And anyway, it was a great dance. I didn't realize that Mark taught Lindsay how to dance. That was kind of cool.
Knew that.
You did not.
I heard it today. So I knew it before you told me.
Whatever.
Anyway, this judge agrees with the other judges. Tens across the board.
Definitely deserves
it was
tens.
Well deserved. Yeah.
The eye dance. Things were cool. Ooh, I don't like
the
that.
The contacts.
I don't like the contacts.
But anyway, it was a great dance.
The teeth things were cool, though.
Yeah, that just it's just.
They look real.
It just props to the
I know.
Makeup artists and everything else. Also, I like about the Halloween stuff, though. The costumes and everything else that comes out. Looks pretty cool.
I agree. Your dad's saying you're not talking loud enough.
You need to speak into the mic.
I
next up, we have Nikki and Artem doing the jive.
I don't like it.
I think it was the music. they weren't going as fast as the music.
It just seemed like
and
I wanted
Jive to me seems like it should
right.
be a fast.
It game. Reminds yeah, me. Fast I know pace. You guys always hate this, but it reminds me like when my skaters would skate in competition, and I felt like they weren't skating fast enough, and I would be jumping up and down and trying to get them to move. I wanted to like to say, get going, move, faster, faster. I just felt like
she was getting the content right, but it wasn't. Like you said, it wasn't as fast as the song was.
No.
Maybe it was the wrong song choice for them, but it was a cute like idea and everything, but yeah. It wasn't moving as fast as you would think it should move.
Right. Even the judges weren't really thrilled with it. You know, they even said some stuff like, you know, this is not your best dance, but you know, you'll be back next week and so
which sucks because she has improved. So it's kind of like how Frankie was. He was improving so much and they kind of had a stale week or two. And it's kind of like how she was. She was showing progress and improving, but now
she was doing better at the slower dances, artsy dances where she could use her body more doing that because she would seem to be a little slower with the music.
Yeah, and she just seemed like she kind of looked like her confidence and just her whole demeanor reminded me of her first or second week in this show.
And it wasn't a terrible dance.
No, it wasn't horrible, but it just
to me the music
like,
the music
compared
wasn't...
to last week, I was just like wow, and then this week I was just like ugh.
Our expectations.
Yes.
Next up, we have Vanessa and Max doing the Paso Doble.
I don't know. There's something I know Heather says it's not. There's something. I can't figure it out. I know you said weeks ago that they had some conflict, the two of them. There's just,
there's no chemistry.
No chemistry.
There's not really conflict. It's just a lack of chemistry. So they're not really meshing that well. So I don't think it's a conflict between them. It's like, they're just not, there's no chemistry between them. And she's not the best actress, so she's not able to fake chemistry like some people are.
Good point, Heather.
So I think that's what we're seeing. It's like it doesn't look like right. Because if you watch like a TV show or watch a movie and like the actors don't look right together, you kind of don't want to watch anymore.
Yeah, and
you don't buy into the story.
Right.
And most of the dancing is a story.
Right.
And especially that routine that they did, it was a good concept, but they don't have the chemistry to be able to buy you into that story. I think that's why it wasn't as good as it should have been.
Right. I
think you think we're since the rumors came out that there was friction there, you think we look at for it now? We're looking at
I probably am.
That there's not.
But I think they always had from day one there was lack of chemistry because I was never really impressed with her.
I wasn't either.
When she was by herself, like we always said, when she was by herself, she was awesome.
I agree.
But when she came with Max, there was no chemistry where they can actually
story. And I kind of feel like the last two seasons. That I just feel like Max needs a job and he's just going through the motions. Maybe I know that because sometimes that's how I feel at my job. So when I'm watching him, I just don't feel like he's the Max that I saw him of Merle Davis and
Meryl.
He doesn't have the energy, the drive.
He doesn't have the energy or the neat routines and the whole. It just isn't what like when you compare to his brother, like the enthusiasm, the passion, the caring, everything about it, they just look so. I know they're different because they're brothers and they have different personalities, but I just don't see the enthusiasm and passion in Max as I did, you know, a couple seasons back. So that's my two cents. I don't know. I just feel like he needs the paycheck and he's just doing it and that's it. And he's just relying on everybody likes him and his personality.
So we're saying, Max, if you're not going to give 100%, move on.
I don't know. That's just my opinion, but I could be wrong.
Okay. They got eights across the board.
And I thought I didn't think they deserved more than eights. What about you, Heather?
No, I agree. I mean, like I said, it was a cool concept, like the whole zombie thing, but like the lack of chemistry really hindered their dance. It could have been a lot better.
All right. Next up we have Terrell and Cheryl doing the tango. Was it tango?
Yeah.
Tango, yes. What'd you think of this dance?
I liked it. I liked the last week's dance better.
I thought it was good. I mean, I liked how he was kind of portraying a character and showing his vampire teeth. That was kind of funny. You could tell he's having a lot of fun and he's improving, which is awesome. I do like how Cheryl's just like kicking his butt in the rehearsals.
Yeah.
I think he needs that. And that's why he's done so well. Like you said last week, Dad, is that he's done so well because he has someone be like, no, we're doing this.
Yeah, you're
doing it again.
No excuses.
Like I like that. They showed like a rehearsal from like week two. And he said he was tired or something. It was like, she's like, get up, let's go. We're going
to boo-hoo.
Yeah, boo-hoo, get up. So I think he needs that. That's why he's been so successful because he has like a kind of coach mentality. Like he needs somebody.
Yeah, what you're saying about
get up.
You know, the athletes are used to those kind of coaches that are hard nosed and you know always on them and you know they don't hold their hands.
I think that's why athletes do so well on Dance with the Stars because they're used to being drilled nonstop by their coaches. They're used to being told, like, well, do it again. You're not doing it well enough. They're used to hearing that.
And they also watch film of themselves making mistakes. Right. So they're
used to seeing mistakes and correcting it. So some people might get upset by, like, oh, I messed up, and it gets in their head.
Well, especially a professional athlete, it's shown if you make a mistake, it's on ESPN, it's on NFL Network, it's on Major League. It's people, you not only do you can't help but see it.
Yeah.
And then they also have film study where they go and look, okay, here you ran the wrong route. So, yeah, she definitely – and she's the best coach for him because she doesn't put up with this crap.
No, I think that's the best thing.
And she might have had one of the younger – like Lindsay or Whitney, he might have gotten – he'd probably be gone by now.
I think so, too.
It's not a knock on them. It's just they're a lot younger. And she's had
professionals in the past. She had Emmitt Smith.
Yeah.
So she's had professional football players and basketball players before. So I think she's used to their mentality and used to, like, no, we're doing this.
And I also like how he was complimenting her, but she thought he was just, like, pulling her leg. And she's like, and then she goes, I'm not used to getting compliments. So I know that was cute.
Yeah.
So.
Well, eights across the board for Terrell and Cheryl. Next up, we have Lindsay and Mark in the Paso Doble.
That was really good.
I thought about you right away because you love Day. What is it, Dawn?
Day of the Dead.
Day of the Dead. Yep.
I thought it was a good dance.
I didn't like it.
I liked it. I love the costume.
I felt she was hunching. I don't know because of her ribs, if that's the reason why, but I felt like she was like, I felt like her head was just from the shoulders to the top of her head was more of a forward look. And
she had a lot of flowers on her head. So maybe I know you're telling me that,
but I don't know. It was just weird. I don't know if she was compensating because of her hip, her rib, but.
I thought it was a good. Had she hurt her ribs?
She said she did it on the dance before.
The one where she got lifted up.
Yeah.
And, like, twisted or something.
Oh, yeah. Really?
It was dislocated or something.
Oh, okay. Right.
Or displaced.
I can't even imagine what it feels like. I mean, sure, she's in massive pain.
Well, but anyway. Karen Cross even come back on, like, the show because they were talking about how she might have to.
Yeah, because I thought the doctors were going to tell her she couldn't do it anymore.
So I think that's awesome that she's working through that and still wanting to keep
absolutely.
Continue.
Absolutely.
You've gone this far. What would be the worst? It could break her.
It could puncture her lung. It's a rib. It could poke in there.
I guess. But all right, we're going to give her kudos for keep going right now.
Yes.
And she got nines across the board.
And I think those were I didn't think they were tens. I thought she was a nine routine.
Yeah, I thought it was nine.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good
dance.
What'd
you think, Heather?
No, I think it was well deserved. I mean, I like the whole theme of the Day of the Dead, but it was a good dance. Like I said, I saw some things that wasn't like the best thing, but it could have been the fact that
Tell why you like the Day of the Dead, not because of dead people, but because of...
The idea that that your relatives come back from the dead and they spend the day with you. So it's kind of like and you go and honor them and you put like little flowers or... Neither favorite bread or favorite
And they
favorite
do it today,
food.
Right? It's on November 1st.
So it's the day after Halloween. So it's kind of, I don't know, it's a cool tradition. I like the idea that your family comes back and visits
it
you.
Is cool. I like it. It's good.
It gets crowded, though, wouldn't it?
It's a cool idea.
How far do the relatives come back? Is it?
We don't know.
Is it everybody on my tree? Or is it
you got to be a believer. So we're not believers enough. So maybe we'll find out one day.
If somebody out there could tell me, is it everybody? Is it back from like this?
Ask them right there behind you. Just kidding.
From the start of time.
Good one, Heather.
Anyway.
You know how annoying you are. People don't know. We're sitting in a studio. Jack's in front
of
us.
You ever watched the Friends episode where Ross moves in with Chandler and Joey, and he's talking about the volume of the noise? You know the little hand signal he does.
Well, if you're over here watching the totals, sometimes.
But I know. But listen to me. So we're sitting here, audience. Jack's on the listeners' audience, whatever we call everybody that's listening to us. Jack's across from us. It's Heather and I.
I'm the producer.
Next to us. And the whole time when we're talking, his hands go up and down, up and down, to the point I'm like, as I'm talking to you, I like want to stop talking. I'm so annoyed. I don't want to do this anymore. So stop.
Okay. I will stop. Next up, we have Frankie and Whitney doing the
contemporary.
You should have helped me. You should have struggled a little bit. Since the judge can't pronounce his
I know. The judge has trouble pronouncing
stuff.
Yes,
so. Anyway, I love this one. I thought this was cool and creepy.
I thought it was so cool in the package. I watched this earlier, and I was reading the comments on YouTube, and all the comments were saying like how much he's changed from week one where he was getting embarrassed and shy, like having to like hold Whitney's hand or something like that, and how now it's to the point of week seven where he's contributing to the choreography. Like he's like, no, we should do this. It should be more dramatic. We should do this and that. I think it's so cool to show that how much he's changed in 7 weeks and how he wants to be more involved and wants to portray this other character. I think it's kind of cool.
But I like at the end where he goes, but if no one likes it, it's Whitney's fault.
Yeah, I know. It was really, it was creepy.
It was great.
It was creepy and like in a good way.
Yeah. As good as Jordan and Lindsay's dance was,
I actually like this one better.
I like this one better.
Yeah, because you expect Jordan and Lindsay to be phenomenal.
Right.
And you didn't expect this from Frankie. And I'm, obviously, Whitney's a phenomenal, beautiful girl dancer. But it, I thought he just... Did he get 10s?
They got 10s.
Yeah, they definitely deserve
10s.
It
was well-deserved. I mean, absolutely. It was such a cool dance. And you felt you were watching some like horror movie.
Yes.
You didn't know what was going to happen
creepy.
Next.
Yeah.
And you were creeped out as well. So I think that was awesome.
That was the point, right? Because you're feeling the creepiness of it. That's the point that they're portraying it correctly.
Yeah. I didn't realize his contacts were red until he got to the judge's
stand. And
them
doing the mirror when he's in the window.
Yeah, and he's doing that with their head. That was so cool.
Yeah,
I liked it a lot.
It was a cool concept. Yeah.
Loved it.
Anyway, 10s across the board. Next
well
up,
deserved.
We have Drew and Emma doing the Charleston.
I like this one too. Did you like this one, Jack?
I did like it.
The Corpse Bride.
Yes.
It's a Tim
I thought
Burton
it was great.
Movie.
I think he's perfect for that kind of stuff because he's so lanky. So he doesn't have to
it
be.
It looked like a skeleton.
Yeah. And he looks, you know, he can play the part, the costume and everything he wore with it. I thought was cool. I was watching your guys' reaction to see if you would notice the fall and if you thought it was choreographed or not.
I did notice the fall, but I wasn't sure.
I thought I saw them fall. And I go, I was going to say that was awkward, but I guess then I go, well, that must have been part of the dance.
Because right.
Because they both looked like they did fall.
Right.
They did fall, but.
Right. But. Aaron called him out. But it was Captain a cool Killjoy. Dance. I liked it.
Nines across the board. The judges like to do. Then we have two team dances. We have team one, Munster Mash. And it's the top five finishers. It was
top four
finishers.
Jordan.
Victoria.
Victoria. No, it wasn't Victoria. Jordan.
Jordan.
Lindsay.
Lindsay. Terrell. And Nikki.
Nikki. Yes.
And they were doing...
The Charleston,
Monster Mash,
Jive.
And the judges didn't like it.
They felt it was too busy and too choppy, and it was. I liked it for the entertainment value, but I could see what they were saying when you hear them afterwards.
Well, was it Lynn or Bruno said you're doing a jive?
The jive.
You have to kick, and it's hard for eight people
who
have never danced before to
stay in sync.
So yeah, I agree with the judges. I thought eight was about the best.
I mean, I thought it was good. I mean, I know they didn't like the element of the cornfields, but I thought it was kind of cool. It separated each one, so it was still technically somewhat of a group dance. But I thought it was kind of cool the different elements, how they kind of came behind it. So it was kind of like a scary element. But I don't know. I mean, I liked it. I don't think I deserve what they got, but I liked it.
Yeah.
Well, they were hard on them.
Yeah, they were.
How much does this count against the scores?
I think it's combined with their actual scores.
But I think they're hard on them because of the top four. So they should
this
be
was,
hard on
this
them.
This is why they've never done like group dances where they've done like the top four and the bottom four. They usually always pick like the top two usually pick their own dance like their own people normally. Huh. Or they'll do like boys versus girls or something. They've never done like here's the top four and here's the bottom four. So that was kind of interesting take on it.
Next up we have Team Monster Mat. I mean, sorry, Team Photo Phantom of the Opera.
Oh my gosh, you even know.
And it's the bottom four.
So it's Frankie,
Drew,
Victoria, and
Vanessa.
I thought it was outstanding.
I loved it. I like Phantom of the Opera anyway, but it's kind of warm because a lot of
skaters
used it.
Could it be because the music was, you have Monster Mash, which is, it's an okay song.
No, I just think I think the choreography was good.
It was all in sync.
Yeah, it was the costumes.
Oh, the costumes
the
were
music,
gorgeous.
Everything was just a great performance.
And they were together
the whole
entire time. If they were,
even though Frankie was worried they hadn't started dancing yet.
I know. I thought it was funny.
Yes. And even you noticed that they switched off and went with like different.
They went
dances.
To different partners
yeah,
and stuff, which
cool.
that was kind of cool.
Yeah, I liked it all. I thought it was a good one. It was my favorite. Definitely deserved 10s across the board. They were so excited.
Yeah,
so excited.
Cool. Especially ones that there's just the bottom four. They probably haven't got a 10 yet.
Yes.
So that was kind of cool that they were able to experience like a 10.
Yep.
So it was well deserved.
Yep, I agree.
Great job. And then we have, before we get to who went home, we have.
Wait. But so then let's talk about, because Heather did some research.
Okay,
so we
go ahead
have
talk about
three
that.
People coming back next year in the trio, right?
Next week for trio dances. So you have Kelly Monaco, who won season one, and she was also in All Stars in season 18.
Did she win that one?
No, she was a top three with Val. And then there's Alfonso, who won with Whitney.
Season three, right? Or four, or something like that.
No, like 19.
Oh, 19 or 19, 70, 20. Whatever. Yeah, okay.
I mean, close. Oh, my gosh. Okay. And then you have...
The runner-up guy. What's his name?
Corbin something. He's from High School Musical.
Anyway.
So those three are coming back. So I saw that Kelly Monaco is with Terrell and Cheryl.
That'll be cute.
And then Alfonso's with Whitney and Frankie. I have not seen who the Corbin guy is with quite yet.
Oh, no?
Well, if they only have three, who's...
So it would be the other two. Because there's only six dancers.
Oh. I don't know who the other person is then.
It would have to be Lindsay, right?
Lindsay and Jordan?
Yeah.
Only three people though. You're still missing two other.
Oh, I don't know then.
Three other people.
Yeah. That's interesting. I don't know. But I'm excited to see that it's going to be
unless
like
they dance with each. They say those three celebrities dance with other celebrities.
I don't know.
They do like two dances.
I don't know.
That would
make
the only sense.
I guess it would. But anyway.
Anyways, it's really interesting to have those people back.
It's just kind of a little spice it up a little bit. I know you were excited. You loved it because you're a big General Hospital fan. So is she still on it?
She is.
Oh. Do you just watch her scenes still?
Yep. Of course I do. I don't watch
it. How do you know the plot then?
All I care about is my character.
It's a soap opera.
Okay. Everything else is just hot mess going on.
Okay. Anyway.
Well, I put up a poll last week to see who was going home.
Yes, you did it.
And seven people said Terrell. One person said Drew. One person said Victoria. And one said Frankie. Aww. Nobody had the two people who went home.
I had Vanessa.
Well, you had Vanessa, but the people on the pool.
So I was wrong.
I had Drew.
And I had
Victoria.
And you had Vanessa. Wrong. And it was Vanessa and Nikki, and they both looked really shocked.
Because no one said it was going to be a double elimination.
It was horrible.
Yes.
Horrible idea.
You could see on everybody's faces, they were not happy.
No, I'd never remembered two double eliminations in a show before.
Especially when they go through that long, drawn-out thing.
Yeah.
Just if they're both going home, just let them both.
Exactly.
Why did you do that to them? Like, they're both, like, one assuming the one the other was going to go home.
I thought they both handled it well.
Yeah,
but
I think anybody that goes home always handles it pretty well. They're
but not like that, though.
Yeah, but that was weird.
Ridiculous.
I didn't like it because everybody seemed shocked. Like, nobody was prepared for that.
No, how do you mentally prepare for that in the first place? Yeah. You're already in the bottom two, so you're mentally preparing, like, okay, I might go home, but I might be able to stay.
Right.
So you have some kind of positive element to it.
Right.
But when you do that, you're just kind of like, oh, okay.
I didn't like it at all.
It was bad taste, and the fact they weren't able to speak either. I say this every single time. If you knew you're out of elimination, figure out some time where those people are able to say like their piece. They gave 7 weeks
right
for this. More than that, because they do like a couple weeks before they start the show.
You're right.
Maybe they're trying to get people to tune into Good Morning America.
Possibly.
Maybe. Who knows?
Some kind of publicity extra. But regardless, be nice.
Yes.
Anyway, is that it?
Yes.
We good? If you like this show and other shows like
you can do the.
You're not going to see anybody else? There's no other comments on the thread?
I don't think. Let's see. There was. Dennis said, wow, unannounced. I'm sure he's talking about the two double elimination. And Jessica says, I can't believe they did a double elimination. No more Mark. I'm sorry, Max. And also, damn, Frankie and Whitney were fantastic and creepy.
Yes, I agree with you, Jessica. They were fantastic and very creepy, which was the best part, I think, which made the dance. So it was very interesting. I liked it all.
All right, so who do we think next week?
Who do we think? I'm going to go with Drew.
Drew?
I'm going to go with Drew. What do you think, Heather?
I agree with that. It's either between
Drew or Victoria.
Drew
right?
or Victoria, and I like Victoria. I think it's between those two.
What do you think, Jack?
I'm gonna go with Terrell.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Oh, I
hope I'm wrong, but I think I'm gonna go with Terrell.
Okay.
So you guys have Victoria.
No, we had Drew.
Drew and I have Terrell.
Yeah.
All right, guys, that's it. Anything else?
No, I think that's it. I'm looking forward to see what's next week. See what everybody's going to look like.
The trio dances.
The trio dances.
Those are always fun.
So they're going to have their own dance and then a trio dance.
Yeah, I'm
assuming they have to fill 2 hours. So.
That's usually how it goes. It's their own dance and then a trio.
Just add some more commercials.
Yeah, I know. Huh?
If you like this show and other shows like this on the Jane Jack Network, you can go become a sponsor, become a patron. Go to patreon.com/JaneJack. Or just go to janejack.com, hit the button that says become a patron. If you shop Amazon, which we all do, go to Amazon.com, jackandjack.com/Amazon, become a, just whatever you think purchase helps there. At this time, we'd like to thank four special patrons, Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Rickner-Gleffler, Molly Millennial, and Ed the Mailman. Thanks for doing what you do, and thanks for everyone that does whatever they do, and thanks for everybody who listens to the show.
We hope you all had an awesome Halloween.
Got some candy.
Yep. Yes. And that's it. Hasta luego. And goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.